couple of interesting things. So yesterday, the Daily Mail got their hands on the body camera footage in the arrest and then the subsequent death of George Floyd. This was clearly leaked. It looked as if the footage was actually filmed from a camera looking at a monitor. You can see it up at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page. Pretty much what we had been told. There wasn't anything in the video apart from providing the actual context of the visual and hearing George Floyd prior to Derek Chauvin placing his knee on his neck not placing his knee there, but George Floyd in the video is saying he cannot breathe prior to that moment and actually asks to be placed on the ground. You know, he was arrested from inside of his own vehicle, said he was claustrophobic when trying to be placed in the police squad car. You can see all the video there, but we're obviously just curious to kind of get your thoughts moving forward on what the video may have revealed and what this could mean for all the officers involved in this trial, not just Derek Chauvin.
Well, my first question from a legal standpoint is, why is this being withheld from the public? Why did we have to find out about this?
Good question.
Through a leaked video through a UK media source? I don't understand why the secrecy about the body cam footage. That was my initial impression. My second thought was, it definitely corroborates everything that is in the criminal complaint in terms of the, like you mentioned, John, saying that George Floyd saying that he couldn't breathe. He said that well before he was on the ground. I am not in law enforcement. I don't want to pretend like I'm an expert on it, but my impression of it was, George Floyd definitely seemed agitated when they approached him. We know from the criminal complaint and from the toxicology report that he did have fentanyl and I think meth, amphetamine in his system. So that could have been part of the agitation. And then of course, he says that he's claustrophobic when they try to put him in the back of the squad. It definitely looks like he was having some sort of a panic or anxiety episode as part of this, before he was, before Derek Chauvin put his knee on his neck. My thought on it is, I still don't see where the prosecution is going to get a conviction on murder charges, but it definitely seems like the manslaughter charges may stick. I mean, it didn't seem like you had these officers that were, other than Chauvin, who I think showed up on the scene later, they're relatively inexperienced. I don't know why the gun was drawn immediately. They eventually holstered it. I don't know why you're drawing a gun on a guy who passed a counterfeit bill. Maybe it had something to do with the way he was acting, but it just seems, it's just a tragic situation. Seeing the video just reinforced that. It's hard to watch, a human being who's about to lose his life in those final moments. And it just seems like, manslaughter is what you have for negligence, right? It just seems like there were better procedures that could have been followed, but I don't see that him saying that he couldn't breathe before while he was in the car is strong evidence against the murder conviction.
Yeah, that was kind of my takeaway as well. I watched it. It was very tough to watch. All I could think of the whole time is George Floyd should absolutely 100% still be alive. I mean, the idea that, yep, that a call about a potential counterfeit $20 bill led to this is absolute insanity, but it's not the first time that we've seen rather benign incidents lead to, someone getting hurt or possibly even killed over the course of the police interaction. Now, that being said, what I took away is we need as a society to really rethink how we expect our police to interact with people and what we are asking our police to go out there and do and the laws that we're asking them to go out there and enforce every single day. You want to minimize the possibility of having something bad happen during an interaction with the police. You minimize those police interactions. That doesn't mean defund the police department. That doesn't mean abolish the police department. It means have them do less. Have them enforce less laws. Let's get rid of some of these laws and let's not about, you know, in the one area that I may find myself in agreement with for these anti-cop lunatics is, you know, maybe having the police respond to every single incident like this isn't the best course of action. Maybe we can rethink all of that. Now, that all being said, we're looking at a murder trial. They're trying to convict Derek Chauvin of murder. They're trying to convict these other four officers. And everything that you just said and all the analysis you did on the tape, I agree 100% with. I the more information that comes out regarding this case, the more I understand why the prosecution is always the one trying to keep that information from coming out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There is some exculpatory evidence on that body cam footage, and there's exculpatory evidence that exists with regard to this case that the defense team for the officers is going to use. Mm-hmm. And I think in light of the protests and the unrest that occurred in the days following George Floyd's death, I think that the court and the prosecution's efforts to suppress some of this evidence I understand you don't want to taint the jury pool, right? There's going to be a jury trial. They don't want to taint the jury pool in terms of some of this information. But I think you're just boiling the pot of water and asking for it to boil over again if you don't educate the public and provide, you know, be transparent about the facts of the case.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thanks for taking a few moments out this morning and talking with us, man. We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.